And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
He is a former Viking linebacker. Now, of course, the color analyst for the Vikings, Sundays on radio. Pete Bursich joins us. And Pete, let's talk about the team first and foremost. Linebacker situation, of course. Greenway's gone, retired. Barr's coming off maybe a subpar season. Kendricks really came on strong at the end of the year and had another solid season. How do you see the linebacking core shaping up?
From what I've seen in practice, I think Kendricks looks outstanding. He's such a hard worker. Every single day working to get better. You know, Anthony Barr, we forget sometimes that he was an offensive player all through high school and through a lot of college. So he's still kind of learning the defensive system. I think last year he was nicked up a little bit, which I think took a little bit away from his game. Hopefully he can stay healthy. And then the key is going to see if Ben Gedeon's going to be the guy, or is it going to be Lemaire? Is he going to be the guy that's going to step up and be that third guy on defense? And the true competitions are going to be between the Gedeons and the Lemaires of the world.
All right. Hey, we'll talk Mankato when we come back.
A national championship is the destination. The Minot State University hockey team held the number one rank most of last season. They look to continue that domination when they host co-powerhouse the University of Oklahoma as the puck drops on their home season, Friday, September 15th for the weekend series. Now playing in the new Mesa Arena, already ranked the third best rink in North Dakota. Minot State University Beaver Hockey, the journey to a national championship starts now.
With Vikings former linebacker Pete Bursich, now broadcaster. And of course, Pete, you spent a lot of summers on the fields here in Mankato. Give us maybe your favorite thought, and what do you think of the Vikings moving into the cities in Eagan next year?
You know, I think it's a good move. Camp isn't what it used to be, and having been a player and seeing what guys like Dennis Ryan, the equipment manager, having to move everything down, the way coaches have to move everything down, IT, all that stuff, all of you have to move your whole office down here. So to have camp up north where you're close to your own stuff, your own facilities, medical facilities, MRIs, x-rays, it's all right there. It's kind of, in my opinion, it's a no-brainer. That's just the way this league is gone. But we'll miss Mankato. Mankato was special for everyone because this is where you went to work. This is where you tried to make it out alive. A lot of misery was spread down here, and it brought a lot of people together. Yeah. But camp's just not quite that way anymore. So I think it's best to have it north. And I don't like Mankato. In fact, I hate Mankato. I hate Gage Hall. I hate everything about it. The people here are great. Don't get me wrong. It's what occurred here for 10 years of my life, or 11 years of my life. It's every, you know, you drive down and you still get to St. Peter, you get a pit in your stomach because you come down. I mean, I come down every year. You didn't know if you're going to make the team. You know, coaching wise was different. Every year you didn't know if it was going to be your last. I mean, it's the reality of the NFL.
Hey, Pete, keep up your great work. Really appreciate your time this morning, and have a great 2017 yourself.
Thanks, Neil. Appreciate it.
All right. Pete Bursich with us. That concludes this one. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by the Minot State University hockey team.